www.thebeatmedia.org.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we like to kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Jeff Holtzman, we really like this guy, except for that he's a Redskin fan. We won't hold that against him. But, Jeff, busy times in Washington when it comes to what's going on with the website, the Obamacare website. And here on America Tonight, everybody has an opinion on it. It depends on your point of view. It's either glitches and it's going to kill the Democratic Party because maybe it's not going to be really where it should be until December. And, I mean, opinions abound, as you can imagine. What's the opinion in Washington? Give us a sense of the opinions, rather, in Washington.
Well, there's a broad range of them. Everyone's got one, right? There's an old saying, and I won't repeat it because it's not radio friendly. But it sort of depends who you talk to. I mean, I think Democrats believe that, you know, Democrats are upset. In fact, there are a couple of Democrats who actually are calling for heads to roll and officials to get fired. Bill Nelson from Florida, he's a senator who was one of those people who said somebody should get fired. Rick Nolan, who's a congressman from Minnesota, said the same thing today. So, I mean, it's pretty much a bipartisan thing in terms of everybody who's upset. But the issue really is, you know, who's trying to raise money and campaign off of it. I think Republicans are doing much more of that at this point. Democrats aren't really ready to pull the plug. They're saying, look, let's fix this thing. It will become more popular once it's fixed. And the White House's position is that, you know, they're not blaming the entirety of the problems with healthcare.gov on high traffic, but they're saying that that contributed. They didn't expect, you know, 20 million people to visit the site in the first 3 weeks. Now, Republicans counter by saying, what did you think was going to happen when you told people that they have to buy a product or else pay a tax? So I think even congressional Democrats are saying, you know, there's really no excuse for the fact that the site is so glitchy, even 3 weeks into its launch. But, you know, only time will tell. There's a really interesting hearing tomorrow morning, Kate. A number of representatives from tech firms that have been contracted out to work on the site are going to testify before the House Energy and Commerce Committee. One of them is an official from CGI, which is one of the main companies that's doing work on the site. And, of course, they've become controversial in recent weeks because it was discovered that their parent company, which is based in Canada, was essentially fired by the province of Ontario for failing to put together a healthcare registry. It took them 3.5 years, and finally the province of Ontario said, you know what, forget it, see ya. And so their U.S. subsidiary is one of the big companies that's working on the healthcare site, and I'm sure there'll be some interesting questions from Republican lawmakers on that committee. I think that there's a lot of different opinions, but the one common denominator here in Washington, everybody seems to agree on is the fact that there's really kind of weird that there's so many glitches with the site, and the White House isn't really being specific about what's contributing to that.
Yeah, and it does seem like that Jay Carney is kind of doing the Potomac two-step when he's asked some pointed questions. Chuck Todd just drilled him the other day about, you know, when did the president know, why didn't the president know, didn't the president know about the glitches and all that kind of stuff, and then Kathleen Sebelius came out and said he wasn't aware of what was going on, the testing beforehand, and she's testifying next week. That should be a pretty interesting hearing, don't you think?
Absolutely. She'll testify, I believe, next Wednesday before the same committee. She was supposed to come this week, but she's actually going to be in Phoenix, Arizona tomorrow visiting a healthcare.gov call center. You know, those 1-800 numbers that you dial
to get
the website to work, that's where she'll be tomorrow. Republican lawmakers from Arizona have interesting things to say about that. But, you know, one of the things that's interesting to me is the fact that there are a handful of state-run exchanges. Remember, healthcare.gov only covers 34 states. So there are 16 states that have exchanges that they've set up themselves. And a few of them are actually doing pretty well. Kentucky, for instance, their website, their exchange seems to be working pretty flawlessly. New York is kind of having a similar experience. And California got off to a rocky start, but they seem to be doing all right, at least much better than the federal website. And the interesting thing about that, Kate, is that they're pretty much operating under the same rules. They've, for the most part, received federal money to, you know, put the exchanges together, and they're working with the same contractors. So why then are these states, you know, having success with their exchanges and the federal government site isn't working as well? Well, a lot of folks say that it comes down to management, or in this case, mismanagement. And that's where Kathleen Sebelius becomes so important. A lot of people say, well, the Secretary of, you know, Health and Human Services isn't the one who designed the site, created it, and is, you know, doing the, you know, all the heavy lifting on the back end and the coding and things like that. But what she does is responsible for doing, I should say, is managing, you know, making sure that deadlines are met, making sure that things get fixed. And so that's why next week's hearing is going to be so interesting.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, immigration is something that kind of got put on the back burner. There was all the heavy conversation about immigration reform, and then because of the government shutdown and the budget and the debt ceiling, it got pushed aside. But now it's going to be at the forefront, at least for the president, coming up on Thursday. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the president is making a so-called pivot. You're very familiar with that term if you pay attention to Washington politics. The president seemingly makes pivots all the time. And you heard him last week after the deal to reopen the government. He said his top priority was going to be pushing for immigration reform. Specifically, he wants the House, which is led by Republicans, to pass a Senate bill, which was crafted by Democrats. Well, it was a bipartisan bill, but it was mostly passed with the support of Democrats that would essentially put millions of immigrants who are here illegally on a path to citizenship. For the House, that's going to be a really, really tough vote, and that's why they haven't voted yet. I mean, that Senate bill passed back in the spring. And then, of course, Congress, you know, went on summer break, and the bill is yet to come up in the House. There are committees in the House that have passed legislation, a handful of pieces of legislation, but most of them prioritize border security before any sort of pathway to citizenship. And I think when it comes down to it, Republicans in the House are not going to support a pathway to citizenship for immigrants who are here illegally. Nonetheless, the president will give a speech tomorrow, Kate, and he'll essentially call on Republicans to do just that. To take up the Senate bill, and even if John Boehner doesn't think he can get any Republicans to vote for it, to bring it up for a vote anyway.
Yeah. You know, he said it was pretty quiet on the Hill, a lot of the action coming out of the White House because of a couple of things and mostly what we just talked about, healthcare.gov. But what about these budget committees that are forming? You know, they call them conferences. That's got to be starting up soon, right? Because December, there's a deadline coming up, and then January is the ultimate drop-dead deadline for the budget.
Right. No, that's a good point. The legislation that was passed last week to reopen the government mandated that the House and Senate appoint conference negotiators to put together basically a budget resolution by mid-December. The current government funding bill expires in mid-January, so that would essentially give Congress a month to vote on a plan that gets produced. Conferees have been named. There are 29 altogether. I'm not jealous of any of them. There are, in the House, there are more Republicans than Democrats because Republicans control the House and vice versa in the Senate. And they will actually have their first meeting next week, I believe on Wednesday. And their meetings are mostly going to be behind closed doors. They'll have a couple public, you know, negotiations. It's not going to be completely transparent. But, nonetheless, that is their task, to merge the budgets that were passed individually by the House and Senate earlier this year, try to get a long-term budget in place. Congress has been operating on a series of continuing resolutions since 2009. They've passed over 50. And a lot of federal agencies say that continuing resolutions, even more so than sequestration, continuing resolutions really impact them because it creates budget uncertainty. Agencies don't know what the budget is going to look like in 6, 8, 10 months because these continuing resolutions are short-term funding measures.
Yeah, crazy. All right, Jeff Holtzman, great stuff. Thanks. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Okay. Thanks, Kate.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. faces. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
And, of course, just talking there with Jeff back and forth over the latest of what's happening in Washington. Most of the focus is on what we've been talking about, as I said to him, here on America Tonight, over Obamacare and the rollout, which happened October 1st, and all the conversations about the website that you couldn't get through and you couldn't get to certain health exchanges, although some of them were actually pretty smooth, depending on what state we're talking about. And coming up in another hour of America Tonight, one of the things that we're going to be talking about for a couple of minutes with this group that really uses the matrix of the millennials to measure things and where we're headed in the future. And we've talked about this before with the health exchanges. The thing ultimately that could be the roughest part of it, or the biggest downfall, the hardest part about really making that work, is the fact that you're relying on young, healthy people to want to sign up to get health care coverage and to pay some pretty big premiums that they can't afford. So if they can't afford to pay the premiums, they're not going to sign up, because ultimately the fine is like $95. So if they get slapped with some kind of a fine, they'll take the fine versus having to pay $250 a month for health insurance, which would seem in some cases like a song to somebody who's established or is in a decent career. But that's the whole problem here. We're not talking about people that are in those situations. We're talking about, you know, kids that are coming out of school with massive debt, looking for their first job in many cases and having a tough time trying to do that. So we'll see where it all ends up. We'll see where it all ends up. And the latest Fox News poll, and, you know, you can say what you want about Fox and where it slants, or CNN and where it slants, and NBC and where they slant, and MSNBC and where they slant. And obviously there's some things that we know that we're rest assured we know exactly the direction that the network slants in. But what Fox News found out didn't have anything to do with people who were conservative or Republicans, some of it, but a lot of their information across the board with Democrats was that people did not like the rollout of the website and thought the website bombed out. I mean, I've said this over and over again. President Obama's former press secretary, Robert Gibbs, as well as a ton of other people in and out of Washington, say the problems on the government's website are a firing offense. And nobody got fired. Nobody got fired for keeping people on the website for 3 days, for taking information and then the information bouncing out again. So 60% of voters think the implementation of Obamacare is what they called a joke. And that's Democrats and Republicans. So it doesn't matter if you're thinking, well, that's Fox News, and so, you know, what the way they slant, it has nothing to do with it, because they interviewed Democrats and Republicans, and that was the one common denominator. Now, moving beyond that, and this is another thing we've said again and again, and which we just talked about with Jeff, the thing that has to happen for Obama if he saves a piece of his legacy is this legislation has to be a lot different than what people think it's going to be. Because it is a tax. You are taxing people because you're forcing them to get insurance. So if you're going to force them to get insurance, something they haven't had to do before, if we're going down that road, boy, you got to make it smooth. You got to make it smooth. So I think we're going to hear a lot more coming up with Sebelius' testimony and a lot more coming out from the interviews with the people who are now overseeing the technical side of what's supposed to happen in the next couple of weeks with healthcare.org. In this hour of the show, at the tail end of the hour, we're, because you know how we do here, we're going to zig and zag in a couple of different directions, but one of the things that we for sure will hit up on is the mailbag. Too important. So many of you want to throw in your thoughts, and for whatever reason you can't get through because of your work schedule, you tune in midstream, and then you're doing a double shift or whatever it might be, and man, I appreciate all those emails. So we're going to hit the mailbag at the tail end of this hour. And if you are awake, in our third hour, nail the score. Yeah, week 8 in the NFL, and what will it bring? Will the Kansas City Chiefs, in the end, will they be a perfect 8-0? Who falls and who stays? But we won't go through all that, because what happens is the computer picks the game of the week, so you don't have to know anything about football. You just have to call up, pick a side, who you think is going to win, and what you think the final score is going to be. And maybe you'll be the first person to clean out the prize closet this time around. Maybe. I'm not going to spoil this because, as I said, this is kind of the Cracker Jacks version of America Tonight. It's fun when we do that. It's a free-for-all Thursday, throwing in a bunch of different things. The Red Sox and the Cardinals started the World Series, and I started to watch this, and right away from the get-go, it was ripped wide open by the Boston Red Sox, and they had a 5-0 lead, and I have to say it was boring baseball. The most exciting thing is when they put the camera on the people with the funny beards, like the players had. That's probably the best thing. But other than that, I mean, if you're a Boston Red Sox fan, I suppose you loved it. But Mike Napoli had a three-run double right after the umps reversed a blown call. And in the end, St. Louis had some trouble, kind of sloppy on their end. They were pounded 8-1. But it's just the first game. It's just the first game. And I think St. Louis will challenge. It'll be a much more interesting series. Because, you know, I know we have people listening in Boston, and we definitely have people listening to the show in the great state of Missouri. A lot of you are St. Louis Card fans, and you're pulling, you're hoping that they'll come through. It's a great team. But there is a little destiny sitting on the shoulder of some of those players for the Boston Red Sox. You know, that whole Boston Strong thing, the momentum after the horrific bombing at the Boston Marathon this past spring, the place where a lot of people seem to really be reunited, and maybe it's because in baseball there are so many games, was when they would go to see the Red Sox, and people would scream out Boston Strong, and they gave out shirts, and they did a lot of things for the victims of the marathon and the people who are rehabbing. And, you know, now here you have the Boston Red Sox in the playoffs and going through and no less making it all the way to the World Series. So, of course, we're going to sprinkle in some updates along the way in the next 2 weeks. We'll see if it gets close and we end up with a really tight series and an exciting Game 7, or it ends up being a little bit lopsided. And to tell you the truth, I wouldn't be surprised at either one of those. Could go either way, I think. Really, it could go either way. Sad story, and we're going to talk about that coming up next here a little more in depth on America Tonight. This brutal story out of California about a kid carrying a replica of an assault rifle ended up being shot and killed by sheriff deputies who thought the gun was real. Now, this is the greatest fear of some parents, you know, the whole toy gun thing. Kids messing around, and then somehow they're in the middle of something where it looks real, and the next thing you know, something happens that you can't put back in the bottle. You can't do it. And a replica assault rifle? Oh, man. Can you imagine how they felt? I'll give you some more details on that one and a few other things as we continue to drip through this great hour of America Tonight. Hang with us.
Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution. Pollution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Something that, you know, we never thought about as kids. My brother and I can remember running around the neighborhood, all of us playing cowboys and Indians, to be honest. And people, a lot of the kids in the neighborhood had guns. You know, the guns looked like guns, but they were definitely toy guns. But it was never anything you would think about then. Now, we hear of a few stories like this, and it just really kicks you in the gut when you hear it, doesn't it? So the 13-year-old kid in Santa Rosa, California, had a replica gun, of, as I just mentioned, of an assault rifle, and he was killed by these sheriff deputies. They thought the gun was real. So they kept telling him to drop the weapon, drop it, and it wasn't a weapon. It was fake. It looked real. Yeah, it looked real. Black mag cartridge, brown butt, that kind of stuff, if you look at the photograph of it. But it wasn't even clear if the gun could shoot anything, fire any kind of projectiles like BBs or pellets. You know, how much of a toy gun was it? And what happened was, after the deputy saw the boy, they called for backup, and they kept yelling at him to drop the gun, is what they're saying. And it, and who knows, they don't even know if, you know, the reports are they don't even know if they he pointed the assault rifle at them or made any kind of threatening gesture that would make them, you know, do that. I know that they're in a panic in Santa Rosa. I have two friends, actually, that work in the Bay Area who say they're all over this. They're covering it in out of San Francisco, and in Santa Rosa even has a news station, and there's people all over the Bay Area with lots of hot opinions about this. So they fired a whole bunch of rounds from their handguns right after they asked him to drop the rifle, and you know, they think maybe seven shots is what people say it sounded like, you know, the pop, pop, pop. He fell to the ground on top of the rifle, and they ordered him to move away before approaching him and putting him in handcuffs. So they started to try to give him first aid, called for paramedics, but the paramedics immediately pronounced him dead. And they found a plastic handgun in his waistband. And the deputies, who they're not saying who they are, were both put on administrative leave. That's standard for any shooting. And, of course, the community is just rocked by this. So they're bringing bears and flowers. You know, sometimes you see that on the edge of the street. Well, they're bringing it to this wooded area and leaving it there, leaving them out there in the open where he was shot. It's a terrible tragedy. Terrible. And so you think the grief of this family. I mean, apparently people are saying he was a good kid. It wasn't like he was threatening people or whatever. So it wasn't like he took a toy gun and was threatening people or something like that. It's just a crazy thing that happened, a terrible thing that happened. And his father is talking about the last time he saw him. His father's name is Rodrigo Lopez. And he said, what I tell him every day, behave yourself and do well. So, you know, why did they kill him? That's the answer. What prompted that? What happened? The teachers and the community say that the kid was good. His name is Andy Lopez. And they say that he was popular and he was well-liked, and that he apparently was involved in music at the school. He played trumpet in the band. So how do you go from a kid who plays trumpet, is liked by the kids at school, is fine, is doing well in school, but he's playing around like a kid, you know, with guns where they run around the neighborhood and this is what we think, and somehow it gets convoluted. And the sheriff deputies are out there. Why? Because somebody saw something? What? And then they drop them. Oh, and if you were the deputy, I mean, if you were one of these deputies, can you just imagine the thoughts that would fly through your head? That's why Jack is saying, this is why I never allow my kids to have toy guns, because one day they would have the real thing, and real guns are not toys. Well said. They're not toys. And I guess in the times that we live in this culture, you have to be careful with that, because the days of running around the neighborhood, you know, you at 12, 13, and then we hear where kids have a gun, or the tragedy the other day in Sparks, Nevada, get a hold of a gun, come to school. So what's happening when somebody's on the street and they're patrolling the street and they see that? And certainly, depending on the area, it looks realistic, I guess. And we don't know many details from their point of view. So what was said and what he said and all those other things, we don't know that side of it yet. You would hope that something, hope in a sad way, that whatever it was prompted them to believe that this was a real gun and they had to do it. I don't know. Where do you come up with that? Where do you come up with that? Man, of all the things we mix in on this show, oh my, oh my. This one is a bad one, I think. Really bad one. And I guess just a reminder to be careful with the... And the guns do look realistic. It's funny because I have a nephew who's just a 1 year younger than that. And he doesn't play with guns, and he's never played with guns. And I don't actually even know how my brother feels about that, because we acted out all kinds of things running around the neighborhood and had a clubhouse and had hockey and a hockey net, and girls and boys sometimes would play and mix in there. And we, as I said, we played cowboys and Indians, and we were definitely running all over that neighborhood, but they were different times. And I guess now, because of things that have happened, and depending on the neighborhood and crime, it's a tragedy, but somehow it led to that. All right, so as I said, this is kind of like the Cracker Jacks version of America tonight, for this hour anyway, as we're kind of mixing in the stew a few different things. Some of the woes, the Obamacare site problems, and the firm that put this all together is going to testify. You know, it's so funny is when people go to testify, it's so rare unless they're lobbying for money for Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or Lou Gehrig's, like trying to raise attention and awareness, and we need to do something about those things. How often, if you go into C-SPAN, you turn on C-SPAN, is it all, it's always the after-the-fact effect. Okay, so what? How easy? Jump me on a committee so I can jump somebody who's done a crappy job. So CGI Federal is one of the contractors paid millions to create the Obamacare website. It says no amount of testing could have prevented the site's problems that were there from the beginning. The senior VP is going to testify before the House on Thursday about the website. And apparently they're challenging some of the claims by the White House people that were saying that there wasn't adequate testing that was part of the problem. So the House Energy and Commerce Committee hearing is the first since the site's disastrous launch on October 1st. There were crashes, slow response times, all that kind of thing. And the bottom line is people just couldn't jump on and sign up for health care. So they got a bunch of contractors that are going to testify. And the questions they're going to get will be pretty interesting, I think. I mean, I think there's going to be a lot of prepared remarks. And they're going to, $390 million, and this is an enormous undertaking, I get all that, 3 years to put it together, and then that's what's rolled out. People couldn't even get past, and for weeks, people couldn't get past the registration screen. They couldn't get that. They kept getting, they kept getting their passwords pumped out and all kinds of crazy things. So massive technical problems, exasperating, I'm sure. And, you can blame the high volume, but anybody who has a popular website, they have the right amount of servers, and they know that they're expecting this, and they pull that design together to handle the load. Now they're saying, oh, yeah, we've added equipment to handle the load. What? The drop-down menus that didn't work. I mean, things that, come on now. I'm no software designer. I'm no web designer. But I definitely know a few web designers. And I think if any of them had a smack at $350 million to $390 million, they'd be pretty close. They'd be pretty close to what they could design that wouldn't crack and fall in half the second so many people jumped on the system the very first day to try to get health insurance. And see, if it was smooth sailing, that would have been a feather in the cap of the administration, because they could have gotten in front of it and said, listen, look how many people signed up. Look how many people want this. We're giving the people what they want. I'm giving you what you want. Next, we're heading to the mail room. Let's go through some of the mail. Stay with us.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us.
us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising costs of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Welcome. We've dedicated our entire album cover to any person who has ever sent us fan mail. The journey into life, love, and music. Fan mail.
Once again, each and every show, I'm famous for saying, if you have some thoughts and you're driving around, you just pulled into your, you know, driveway, you're laying in bed, you're awake but a little bit sleepy, and you're thinking to yourself, oh, I want to call her, but you just don't, you can't call me. You're listening. So shoot me an email. It's very easy. Go to americatonight.net. In fact, if you go to americatonight.net, you can see us on camera during the first couple hours of the show. Plus, you can go to our Facebook page. And also you can hook up on Twitter with us, too, if you're one of those kind of people, if you enjoy that. But either way, whatever your thoughts are, you can get to us that way. And plenty of you do it each and every night. I always say that, but it's so true. I have never opened the mailbag where it hasn't been, honestly, completely full. Completely full. All right, so let's go to this first one. This is from Hammer and Hank. Listening to us in Georgia. I get the reference. Nice Hank Aaron reference. Hammer and Hank says, Katie Delaney, I got to ask you this question. I respect you, ma'am, when it comes to your knowledge of politics, business, and everything in between, I have to say. Find it fascinating to listen to the show. You have hooked me, my dear. And I love that you are a sports broad. So the World Series is on. Who do you think wins the World Series? Wow, that's such a loaded question, the prediction category, because sometimes I'm good on predictions and sometimes I'm flat out lousy, right? It seems to me that St. Louis is such a good team. Oh, such a good team. But it seems to me that Boston has this wild momentum on their side. Cresting after what happened, the horrible thing in April at the marathon, you know, that whole Boston Strong deal, the city's behind them, people who aren't baseball fans are watching. And certainly there are massively passionate fans behind the St. Louis Cardinals, too. I just feel like Boston is cresting some wild momentum. The pitching is good on both sides. I think Boston takes it. If I have to answer that question, Boston strong is just narrowly going to overtake the St. Louis Cardinals. So how's that? Okay, here's one from Pogrom, and Pogrom says, America Tonight, I have been waiting and waiting to send you an email. I have a couple of different things on my mind. I guess I'll just pick one because it would be too hard to go through all of them. And my question to you is, when you look at what happened with this government shutdown, and now there are more dates looming in January and February, do we really feel positive that we're not going to see another shutdown? Could it be that this is just another ruse and come January we'll go through this whole thing again? Frankly, it's just tiresome. I mean, we all pay the price, but it's a tiresome exercise to hear the same people over and over again talk about how the other people aren't doing anything. I think we would be well served if we would just replace at least 80% of the people on the Hill. What do you think? I think people are massively frustrated, and rightfully so. I'll just tell you this. So it's we the people. We elect our representatives. They go to Washington. It's naive to think, Mr. Smith goes to Washington. It's such an easy task to represent my constituents. No, it's a big machine, and that's part of the problem. But we're always reacting as a nation, reacting. And we got to get out of that. You can't have people that don't, yes, they're going to be met with massive challenges, but they got to have solutions. Come to the floor with some solutions. Get some juice behind you. Get some votes behind you. Make some things happen. Somebody needs to rock that house big time because it's not happening now. And like I said, you can't be completely naive and think that you can just ride into Washington on a tsunami giant wave and make everything happen, because you're talking about a log jam that's been there for a long time. But why are we always behind the eight ball on what seems to most of us, in some cases, some very simple things? Now, if we're seeing it that way, how come the person who is the legislative branch can't take a step back, brainstorm for 10 minutes with their staff and see the same things? To me, that doesn't make any sense. Are they too focused on the details that they can't get it right? Are they too focused on the politics? I think it's a combination of all of it. So, yeah, I'd say there's a lot of people that should be replaced. Not everybody. So you can't completely scrub the decks, because everybody always suggests that when there's problems in Washington. But get some people with some action. And, I mean, if somebody tries, if they're really trying hard and they just can't push through the wall, you got to give them credit for that. But it doesn't feel that way. It feels like we're always reacting to the blunders. The blunders of the NSA information getting out, the blunders of the IRS taxing Tea Party Patriot groups, or not giving them the tax exemption, rather, just letting them push them off into a pile. The political elements of so much that happens in Washington that don't even need to be political elements. Yeah, just crazy. Okay, let's take another one. How about this? This one comes to us from George. And George says, hello, Kate Delaney. I've been enjoying America Tonight for quite some time now. I don't even know how long I've been listening to the show. But suffice to say, probably since you jumped on the air, I think you took the show over from somebody, and I started listening right around that time. You know, the story about the boy went to school in Sparks, Nevada with a gun, his parents' gun, and the fact that they're talking about charging the parents and the poor Marine who was the math teacher that was killed and the two kids that were wounded, and then ultimately the kid turns the gun on himself, is just an awful, awful thing. You played those 911 calls and I thought, oh, isn't this so sad? It happens way too much. You mentioned that the solution is the solution that I think you've said. Need to have armed guards, need to have sign-ins, just have to have certain things in place. It doesn't have to be overly dramatic, but there has to be things in place, period. and the armed guards is one of the easiest things you can do. Talking about arming teachers and principals gets everybody upset. I don't think that that's an impossibility either, but you at least have to have one or two armed guards. Why not make people feel comfortable? I'm sure that the school districts could figure a way to pay them, even if they had to have fundraisers. If you were a parent, wouldn't you pay for that? Yes. If all the things they have fundraisers for, you multiply them by the amount of people in the school, then the people and the friends they have, certainly you could come up with some money to kick in for guards. I just believe that. And yes, I would want, if I knew there were some guards, a couple of guards, I would feel better. It doesn't mean you're going to guarantee the safety of everyone, because who knows what happens, but certainly the response would be better and quicker, because somebody would be on the premises at all times, and that would make a very big, big difference. Huge difference, absolutely. All right, let's do another one. This one from James, listening to us in the great state of Florida. I have family in Florida. I get to go to Florida usually once or twice a year, and I enjoy it. You just have to get there at the right time to enjoy the beaches and, you know, whatnot, so that you're not there when it's so hot it's suffocating. And of course, it depends on where you're talking about in Florida. He doesn't say where. This is the question, or this is the comment, I guess, is the right way to say this. America Tonight, I have a question for you. I know you've talked about technical things on the show many, many times. In fact, I think you used to do a Tech Tuesday. I really enjoyed it when you had engineers on. You talked about iPads and iPhones and the latest gadgetry, because, as you would say, all men love to tinker, and that is really, really true. My question is, do you think that Apple, and you probably can't answer this, but I wonder your opinion, do you think Apple ever stops upgrading? In other words, do we get up to an Apple iPhone 15 or 20 in my lifetime? What do you think? Oh, I think that, yeah, I think it's all about bigger, badder, faster. How can we get there faster? Technology is moving so fast. If you ran one of these companies, you'd have to hire the best, the brightest all the time. Almost, that's what you need for the Obamacare website. You need the best techie guys you can possibly get, and the people that hire the right people to put them in place. Because with the way technology moves so fast, iPads, iPad Air, you know, the 5S, iPhone, and then everything else in between with the other companies too. I mean, who knows what they come up with next. And yeah, I think that we're going to keep seeing new, fresher, different iPhones with unique things. Anytime Apple can release it, they love it. There's nothing like an Apple release. That's all people talk about, is what's it going to be like? What's going to happen? It's a rite of passage. It's, what did somebody tell me the other day? It's a rite of fall. That, you know, new things will come out. It's about the holiday shopping season. They did it right. They got people hooked up into it. It's like crack for a lot of people. All right, thanks so much for sending me your thoughts. You can always email us to mailbag@americatonight.net.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.